It's time for this week's exam, our weekly examination of issues in education from KBIA News. I'm Ryan Familiner. Coming up later in the show, we'll introduce you to a high schooler in Macon who's already started climbing the ladder. But first, the committee tasked with putting together a new plan for the boundaries of the Columbia Public School District has decided on its recommendation to the school board. The committee chose between three different options in an effort to make way for Battle High School in the 2013 school year. At a meeting last week, the Secondary Enrollment Planning Committee chose what's being called Plan B. Jan Meese was one of the two school board members on the 22-member committee. She explains the parameters she used to draw up Plan B.
Plan B allows students, once they enter a new intermediate school, to stay with that same cohort of students through their high school years.
The committee will officially make its recommendation to the school board in January, and the board will likely vote in February. Meese expects Plan B to pass. The committee has largely been made up of community members and has made a point of basing its decisions on community input. It'll make slight adjustments to Plan B based on feedback from public forums and online submissions. But equally important to consider is the perspective of the educators who know the schools and students best. KBIA's Camille Phillips sat down with Wanda Brown to get the district's perspective. Brown is the Assistant Superintendent for Secondary Education.
From the educator's perspective, mm-hmm. what are the advantages of trying to balance demographics?
Well, I think that our community understands that schools should be microcosms of our society, and the Columbia schools should be reflective of our community. And believe it or not, we are a community now that has a total poverty rate in terms of students in school of 43% free and reduced lunch. And it's only important, I think, and fair for our students that our schools reflect what the Columbia community is like.
Ruby Payne, I'm sure you're familiar with mm-hmm. Ruby Payne. I've read her book mm-hmm. as well, Understanding mm-hmm. Poverty, and mm-hmm. there's a different kind of perspective mm-hmm. on things, mm-hmm. and that influences the classroom in a large way. Mm-hmm. Is it better to have a varied classroom, though, with the different perspectives, or is it better to have a class that's more
homogeneous?
Homogeneous to be able to teach to that mm-hmm. demographic.
I don't know what type of research is out there on that. I'm not a huge Ruby Payne fan. One concern I do have, though, is that it's important that we not make broad, sweeping generalizations about people in poverty. I heard a motivational speaker recently at a conference who said, just because you're poor does not mean you have to act poorly or perform poorly. And I think she's absolutely correct. You know, there are households that are so different and so varied in this community. And I think that we have a problem if we start making generalizations about every poor family is like this or every poor family is like that, because that's not the case anymore than every affluent family is like this or every affluent family is like that.
So it's more of a fairness perspective than necessarily a...
I think it's more of a resource perspective. We don't want to segregate our schools in any way, whether it's racial segregation or whether it's segregation by poverty, because that's just not who Columbia is, and that's not what we should be doing. That's not best for kids. It's best to have varied populations, you know, in all of our schools, so that kids grow up with kids different from themselves and learn how to be citizens of the world and not just to get along with groups of kids like themselves.
Some children dream of being firefighters when they grow up, others astronauts or musicians, but not Alex Blotchett. She had something else in mind. Elizabeth Trovall went to Macon to shadow Alex, who at just 17 has already achieved her dream, presiding over the Future Business Leader of America's 250,000-person national organization.
Though Macon High School's colors are black and orange, Alex Blodgett's gray t-shirt features a black and gold Missouri tiger. Her blonde hair is pulled up in a bun as she clicks her pen in her two-hour business technology class. At first glance, Alex blends into the fabric of a small-town high school classroom. You wouldn't assume she was vice president of a national organization with a membership 50 times the size of her entire town. And then it's her turn for a classroom activity, a mock interview.
Alex, please tell me a time where you used problem-solving skills.
And then you see Alex shine.
This past weekend, I went to a very large conference in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I got in on Friday night, and on Saturday I was required to give a presentation to over 100 students.
You can tell from her answer that Alex isn't somebody who lets silly things like obstacles get in the way of her goals. Her finance teacher, Rochelle Shoemaker, says Alex is one of those young women who, once she knows what she wants, she makes it happen.
Well, the perfect example is when she was a little girl, maybe junior high, I don't know. Her mother took a group of students to National FBLA Conference.
I remember I was sitting in the crowd and I told my mom that I want to be one of those kids and pointed at the officers, and she kind of laughed like, oh, that's never going to happen.
And we just smiled and said, oh, well, that's a good goal, Alex.
So when I got to high school, it was kind of a given that I'd join.
And she began her freshman year looking at the steps that she thought she needed to take in order to become a national officer.
Started out as a reporter, and then I ran for a district office and a state office, and then last year I decided to run for a national office.
And she made it happen.
So now, along with the regular pressures of being a senior in high school, Alex is responsible for running regional FBLA conferences, recruiting new members, and raising money for March of Dimes. Somehow, Alex does this and so much more.
I'm done.
You finished your paper already?
Yes.
Did you work out last night?
No, I already had a lot of stuff.
Whether it's basketball practice, assisting a finance class, or organizing a fundraiser with her local FBLA chapter, Alex shows no symptoms of senioritis, even though she doesn't need to worry about getting into college. In the hallway at the high school, posters with various college insignias hang proudly. Names of students accepted into each institution are listed underneath the signs. Alex says it's a way to encourage Macon students to go to college or at least have a plan after high school. Alex's name is under the Mizzou sign, along with a handful of other students. She's already been accepted and, surprise, hopes to major in business administration so she can...
I want to major in business administration and minor in biology. I want to be an orthopedic surgeon.
That's right. Despite her striking business resume, Alex is hoping to become a surgeon. She says the business experience will help her when she opens her own practice after medical school. Long after most of the other students have abandoned the dark brick hallways, Alex strides out the school doors, backpack in hand. Though she has a long list of accomplishments behind her, Alex doesn't waste any time looking back. She's got places to be. Elizabeth Trovall, KBIA News, Macon.
That's this week's exam. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear the podcast for this show and all our shows at kbia.org.